Good morning, everybody.
So,
the class is dedicated in honor of the doc who answered the question correctly yesterday, and Matthew, who's not here. Okay. So yesterday we mentioned one of the things we mentioned at the end was that Chur, through Betzalel, builds the physical Mishkan, and Aharon gives it the spirituality. We said that when Amalek attacks, Moshe goes up to the mountain with Hur and Aharon. Because the primary cause for the Chet HaEgel was Amalek. Amalek puts in this negativity, which then manifests itself in the Chet HaEgel. So I say we're Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, and it really relates to the war with us, with Amalek. You see, Vayomer Moshe el Yoshua, Bechar lanu anashim, choose for us people, Vetze hilachem ba'amalek, and go and fight Amalek. I don't know why the Gemara has a question. The Pasuk pauses there. And the next word is Machar, tomorrow. Anochi nitzav al rosh ha'giv'ah, and I will go on to the top of the mountain, and the staff of Hashem is in my hand. Rabbeinu Bachya, he says that the Amalekites were expert astrologers and sorcerers. Moshe meant that Yehoshua should go and select men who, according to their horoscopes, would not die during the current year. So I saw one of the Mefashim said, what did the Amalek do? The Amalek took everyone whose birthday was that day, and that's who they used to attack. And what did Yehoshua do? He took everyone born in Adar Bet, who had no mazal, that the mazal of the Amalek couldn't go against them. And therefore we see in this war, we don't see anyone dying. We only see Yehoshua weakens Amalek and his people by the sword, but we don't see anyone dying. I'm bothered, though, by the use of the term machar. One opinion is, I saw, that why does Moshe say machar? Because they were already at Har Sinai, some of them, and they had to come back. The Gemara in Yomah says that the word machar, which is in this pasuk, it has a question. Is it machar of Yehoshua is going to fight, or machar that Moshe is going to go up to the mountain? I think from the way we show the ta'amim, it seems clear that it's machar Moshe is going to go up to the mountain. So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld explains it very similar to what Rabbi Avitan used to explain, this idea of machar. He says machar is a tool of the Yetzer Hara. What is it, the tool of the Yetzer Hara? The rabbi used to say that the Yetzer Hara doesn't tell you not to sin, not to do a mitzvah. He tells you, do it tomorrow. He tries to delay you for doing the mitzvah tomorrow. And if he could delay you to do it tomorrow, he's hoping that that's how you're gonna forget it. He says, you want to give tzedakah? Don't give today, you'll give it tomorrow. So the Yetzer Hara grabs a person, he leads him to neglect the mitzvot, and eventually the kai becomes a Baal Avera. Says the disease called Amalekism from the Torah is what? Is that a person should delay. That's the idea behind Amalek, according to this thought. I remember the rabbi used to say, yeah, on the one hand, that's the tool of Amalek, that's the tool of the Yetzer Hara, to get you to delay to do a mitzvah. Because if you delay to do the mitzvah, eventually maybe you're not going to do it. But the rabbi would say we could also use the tool of machar. Because he said that when the Yetzer Hara tells you to sin, don't tell the Yetzer Hara no. Tell him tomorrow. Tomorrow. And the same way, you could use the same against him. But I'm bothered by this idea of tomorrow. Manana, manana, my father used to say she never come. So manana, we see this idea of machar again and again as it relates to Amalek. Now, on last week in the city, we gave one of the classes. We were talking about the Ben Ish Chai and the Ben Ish Chai's introduction in the Halachot to the Parasha of Va'era. And there he writes that he places a sign between me, my nation, and their nation. And he says that what's this sign? Machar. The Ben Ish Chai talks about Machar. And he says Machar, the word Machar, tomorrow, has the otiyot of Remach. Remach, like spear. But he says also the otiyot of Rachem, mercy. Or Rechem, what's Rechem? Womb, which the mother is giving birth to the child. And he says that all of us have to fulfill Remach mitzvot, the 248 mitzvot, which we mentioned yesterday. V'zeh i'efshar she'yaseh kol echad Remach mitzvot. He says it's impossible for all of us to do all of the 248 mitzvot. So we rely on one another. And he brings, where do we see we rely on one another? He says, with the word ahava, love, where we love one another. So he says, when we come to the word be'ahava before Kriyat Shema and the Beracha, we should think we all love each other. And then we say the Kriyat Shema, which is how many words? 245. And then the Shaliach Sibur repeats, Adonai Elohim Emet, which completes 248, and therefore we're all connected in this idea of 248, and he brings it back. And this is the idea of Remach. This is how we get. So I said a person should visualize, almost like a video game, that he has a spear in his hand or a sword in his hand, and as he's saying the words of Shema, the sword is becoming more and more real, so that when he gets to the point of the Amidah, he has this sword to break through the wall, which separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The spear goes through the wall, you bring the light, and then the sword, smash. What is the remach that you could break through? The klipa. The klipa is the dark side trying to put the wall up. So the remach, the spear, you could pierce, see the light. Once you see the light, take the sword, boom. Those weapons you have in your hand, how? From the Kriyat Shema. So the Shliach Sibur has to have in mind when he says Hashem Elokechem Emet, that he's fulfilling the 248 for all of us, because that's how we all get this sword. But I'm still a little confused by this idea of Machar when it comes to the Amalek and the Megillah. Because on the other side, we see that Hashem's name is hidden throughout the Megillah. We say every time it says HaMelech, 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 we're referring to the Melech, Hashem. But according to the Mekubalim, where do we see Hashem's name in the Megillah? We see it in Yavo HaMelech VeHaman Hayom. The Melech, the Yavo Yud, HaMelech Hey, VeHaman Vav, Hayom Hey. The Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, all in that pasuk. So Esther stressed the proper use of the antidote of Haman's machar by saying hayom. At the same time, we have to see that we get this machar again and again and again. So what's the idea of machar on our side? We also have the word mikreh again and again and again. In the battle that Yehoshua has with Amalek, It says that Moshe says to Yeshua, go and fight. We're going to fight machar. The whole idea is machar. So we have machar. But it says that Amalek chanced upon us on the desert. Mikre. When David HaMelech goes to fight Amalek, it says David killed them from the evening until machar, tomorrow. But then when Shaul HaMelech is killed, someone comes to tell him that I was b'mikreh. I happened to be there on the mount when Shaul HaMelech was killed. So we have again, machar mikreh, machar mikreh. Megillat Esther. Esther tells the king, after he comes to the party, to come to a party, machar, tomorrow. And Mordechai, when he's telling Esther, he's telling Esther, all that mikre, all that happened to him. So we have these two concepts of machar and mikre again repeating itself with relation to Amalek and relationship to the Megillah, all relating to Amalek. So the essence of Amalek is mikre. Mikre means that there's no hashkachat prati in the world, that everything just happens. You think God is out there watching over you, Israel? Just a coincidence. Everything's a coincidence. Everything is what it is. Says that the theology of Mikre is a contradiction in a way to our Machar. What's Machar? Machar, tomorrow, expresses the hope, the hashkacha, the idea that there's someone in heaven who's looking out for every single one of us. Machar is the notion that there's something for us to wake up to tomorrow. The world is not random. Hashem is in charge. Machar is about our free will to decide what to achieve, what to make in our lives. And we said machar is the same letters as rechem, womb. The womb is always about mercy, about nurturing, hoping for another day, pushing forward to continuation. Rav Huttner writes that machar refers to the ultimate tomorrow. What's the ultimate tomorrow? Olam haba. Klal Yisrael don't exist for today, olam hazeh. We exist, olam haba. That's what we're thinking about. He says the immediate gratification is not what we're about. This is Amalek, is immediate gratification. Our existence in the world is, we have to prepare for the next. Amalek obscures a future world. Everything is about today. And who's Amalek's ancestor? Esav. I don't care about a birthright. I care about the food I'm going to eat right now. I only care about today. Also, we're going to read Parshat Zachor on Shabbat. Not this, the next Shabbat before Purim. I saw that there's a Rabbi Rudman. He wrote, Shabbat is a day of tomorrow, of Olam Haba. The world is today to work. Olam Haba is the tomorrow to receive the reward. Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Erev Shabbat is the today to work. Shabbat is tomorrow to receive the reward. We read about Amalek, Parshat Amalek, on Shabbat, because only on Shabbat do we eradicate Amalek. Shabbat is the antithesis of Amalek. It's the day of tomorrow. But you can only see that if you realize that the entire world is directed and guided by Hashem. If in this world you can see the hidden hand of Hashem, you're overcoming Amalek, who says, there is no Hashem. It's all coincidence. Only on Shabbat and only in Olam Haba can we see that all of this world is truly one. Only on Shabbat can we see that Hashem is the King. So to prepare for Purim, when we read the Megillah, what do? We also think about Esther saying Machar. And I think the Machar, you know, she also says Machar, give us one more day to fight for Shushan, right? In Shushan. And then tomorrow also, what are we going to do? Hang the 10 sons of Haman. So we all heard the interpretation, the story that the 10 sons of Haman relate to 1946 with the hanging of the 10 Nazis. It says, but for her, maybe the Olam to Machar is also the Olam Haba. Maybe it's the connection also that when do we celebrate Shushan Purim? Shushan Purim is always Machar, right? And how do we determine which places we celebrate Shushan Purim? It has to be what? From the time, a walled city from the time of? Yehoshua. Why Yehoshua? Because who was the first one to go and fight Amalek on the Machar? Yehoshua. So we connect all of these things together with this concept of Machar. And we see that Machar for us is this idea that we should be able to take the spear, to take the sword, to break through the kilipah, to open up the light. The whole idea of Esav, the whole idea of Amalek is the here and now. We realize there's much more than the here and now. Bezrat Hashem, we should see Machar. Hashem should bring Mashiach b'merabi. Amen. Amen.